Techniques for leaving no trace while river camping. Learn about techniques for leaving no trace in river settings that can help you enjoy nature while being kind to it. This article will guide you through the 7 principles of leave no trace, explaining why they are crucial for river camping. You'll discover how to protect wildlife, conserve water, and minimize your impact on the environment, with useful tips on gear selection, waste disposal, and creating a positive eco-friendly footprint. You'll be well equipped for your next adventure by the river. Let's dive in and make your river camping trips not only fun but also sustainable. Understanding leave no trace principles for river camping. The 7 principles of leave no trace. When you're out enjoying the beauty of river camping, it's crucial to follow the 7 principles of leave no trace. These principles help you protect the environment while having fun. Here's a quick look at them. 1. Plan ahead and prepare. Research your destination and pack accordingly. 2. Travel and camp on durable surfaces. Stick to established trails and campsites. 3. Dispose of waste properly. Pack out what you pack in, including trash and food scraps. 4. Leave what you find. Don't take rocks, plants, or historical items. 5. Minimize campfire impact. Use a camp stove instead of a fire, when possible. 6. Respect wildlife. Observe animals from a distance and never feed them. 7. Be considerate of other visitors. Keep noise down and respect other campers' space. Why these principles matter for river settings. Following these principles is crucial when you're at a river. Rivers are delicate ecosystems that can be easily damaged. By practicing these principles, you help maintain the beauty and health of the area. Protecting wildlife and natural habitats. When you respect wildlife, you help keep the balance in nature. Animals depend on their habitats to thrive. If you disturb them, you risk harming their homes. Here's how you can protect wildlife and their habitats. Stay on trails. This keeps you from trampling on plants and disturbing animals. Observe from afar. Use binoculars or a camera instead of getting too close. Avoid feeding animals. Feeding wildlife can make them dependent on humans and disrupt their natural behavior. By following these guidelines, you contribute to a healthier river environment. You'll not only enjoy your time outdoors, but also help preserve it for others. Sustainable camping practices for eco-friendly river trips. Choosing the right gear for minimal impact. When you pack for your river trip, selecting the right gear is key. Choose items that are lightweight and eco-friendly. Here's a quick list to help you. Biodegradable soap for cleaning. Reusable containers for food and water. Solar power chargers for devices. Eco-friendly tents made from sustainable materials. Using gear that minimizes your impact on nature helps protect the environment. Every choice counts. For more insights, consider exploring eco-friendly gadgets that enhance your experience. Planning your trip to reduce waste before you head out. Planning is essential. Think about how you can cut down on waste. Here are some strategies. 1. Meal prep. Prepare meals at home to avoid packaging waste. 2. Pack smart. Bring only what you need to reduce excess baggage. 3. Choose local. Buy supplies from local stores to cut down on transport waste. By planning ahead, you can enjoy your trip while keeping nature clean. Consider utilizing eco-friendly planning strategies for your next adventure. Tips for responsible waste disposal in nature. When you're out in the wild, waste disposal is crucial. Here are some tips to help you dispose of waste responsibly. Pack it in, pack it out, bring all your trash back with you. Use designated toilets. If available, always use them. Bury human waste. If no toilets are available, dig a hole at least 6-8 inches deep, away from water sources. These techniques for leaving no trace in river settings will help protect the beauty of nature for future visitors. For more detailed methods, check out specific techniques tailored for river environments. Techniques for minimizing environmental impact while river camping. Water conservation methods you can use when you're out camping by the river. Saving water is crucial. Here are some simple ways to do just that. Use a water bottle. Instead of using cups, drink from a reusable water bottle. This saves water and cuts down on waste. Limit showers. If you can, skip the shower or take a quick rinse. A wet wipe can do wonders too. Collect rainwater. If it rains, set up a container to collect rainwater. It's a great way to have extra water for washing dishes. Best practices for wildlife protection. While camping, protecting wildlife is key to keeping nature thriving. Here's how you can help. Keep food secure. Store food in airtight containers. This keeps animals safe and away from your campsite. Observe from a distance. Enjoy watching wildlife, but stay back. This way, you don't disturb their natural behavior. Leave no trash. Pack out all your trash. Animals can mistake litter for food, which can harm them. Creating a positive impact on river ecosystems, you can make a difference. Here's how to positively impact river ecosystems. Avoid harmful chemicals. Use biodegradable soap for washing. This keeps the water clean for fish and plants. Stay on trails. Stick to marked paths to avoid trampling delicate vegetation. This helps preserve the area. Participate in cleanups, showing local river cleanup events. It's a great way to give back to nature and keep rivers healthy.